My Experience as a Leader and a Tip for Others by Ruby Polk. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Ruby Polk. From the editor, Ruby Polk is a strong and committed Federationist from Missouri. She reveals a lot about herself in what follows, so I will simply note that Ruby is truly a wonderful asset for the Federation, and she cares deeply about helping make life better for blind people. Here is what she says. I am a woman who happens to be blind, an entrepreneur, and a committed member of the National Federation of the Blind. I have been a member of the Federation for a long time, joining under our President Emeritus, Dr. Mark Maurer. I have previously served the Kansas City chapter as president for 14 years consecutively. I obtained a seat on the state affiliate board and rose to second vice president by asking questions of then Vice President Sheila Wright and many others. I love to work at the grassroots of our local chapter, and this work brought about a lot of continuity when our current president, Daniel Garcia, came to the office. This forward progress continues. State President Gary Wunder supported our chapter using inclusion methods way back at the time I joined and began to take leadership positions. My late husband, Pastor Larry Polk, and I attended a national leadership seminar one Labor Day in Maryland and met Dr. Maurer. After forming a warm relationship with Dr. Maurer, he said to us that he was establishing a capital campaign. I asked him what that was. He explained that it was a fund to build our first research institute, later known as the Jernigan Institute. He said everyone could and should participate. After returning home, Pastor Polk and I discussed the idea of the capital campaign and called and spoke to President Maurer again. He said that there would be a wall of honor established, and he would ask people for a $10,000 pledge and ask them to sign the wall of honor. We decided to participate to sign that wall of honor and pledge our money. We did. We decided that we should put our money where our mouths were because leaders must be generous in all areas. Leadership is being in front or in back as long as we are all working together to advance the same cause, which is blindness. Since it has recently been National Women's Month and inclusion and diversity are being promoted, this is my one leadership tip. Thanks to all of you, and God bless you and the organization we so proudly share.